Lecture topic, patience, forbearance and tolerance.
The most important quality to be watched and happiness. And that quality that very few people have. The forbearance and patience. It is 24 hours that this quality has to happen. 24 hours. When you read namaz too, you have to have patience. Muslim version namaz. When you want to commit a sin too, have patience. Ask yourself if it's right or wrong. Before you commit a sin, think carefully of committing the sin right or wrong. Anything that you do, this patience is so important. Allah Ta'ala gave his eyes. Before you put your eyes to anyone, ask yourself, have patience, is right or wrong. When you're speaking something to, whether it's a family, or anyone, until unless you don't have this quality of having patience, I must think what I'm speaking. I must know what I'm speaking. These qualities are the quality of the Ayatram. They're very careful what they say, it's careful what they see. Just imagine Isa alayhi salam. When he saw that man committing sin openly, he's a Nabi after all. He told that person he committed a sin. He swore and did not commit it. He was so careful in his words, he said, my eyes watched me. Just imagine. So this being patient in every way is so important. That's why I said, your person committed a sin too. And if he told you that I did not commit, you must remember the incident. So we have to learn to have this habit of forgiving and have mercy and show kindness. Forgiveness, mercy and kindness. To have these three qualities is so important because these are the habits of Amjaya. You can say whatever you got in you, but if you haven't got this quality of forbearance and patience, you must have this because that is the most important thing that you'll be with everyone you'll be saying. With everyone you'll be saying. Not that with this person you'll be patient, with that person you'll be patient, you have the same quality, you have to work towards the thing. A person has to work towards the thing. If you really want to become a person of that kind, then not to cause harm to anyone, kindness to everyone. And the first thing that you have to learn to do is to talk less. To talk less. When a person learns to begin to talk less, then thereafter he's able to control everything in body. So the most dangerous part of the body is the tongue. Once you spoke, finish, khalas, thereafter no matter what you can say, it's sorry a million times. But you spoke, the damage is done. Why did you speak? For what did you utter those words that broke your marriage? Now no matter what you can do, why did you speak in the manner to your father that he never expected to speak like that? Why did you speak in that manner to your mother that you're not supposed to speak like that? That you hurt her feelings. The same with the wife, the same with everyone. The reason is because the safety, the word is that forbearance, patience. Before you speak, think very carefully. Whatever you do, think before you do, am I doing this right or wrong? What it costs you to think before you do? When someone brings a paper in front of you to sign, you look at it 10 times. You look at it 10 times to sign the thing because you know you make a mistake. Why don't you think in your words also? These are the things we have been told to thought in us that we must not make a mistake. And you sit in the company of those who got a deen, you notice that they've got that quality in them. When you speak to them, they do not answer immediately. They ponder upon it very carefully. They look at it, what's the outcome of what I'm going to speak. And that is the quality of Ambiya Ikram. Now, for example, I'm telling you, if you've got forbearance and patience in you at home also, with your own children, if they speak something out of turn, you'll be very careful what you speak with them. You'll be very conscious what you speak with them. You not speak out of turn. With your own wife, you won't speak out of turn. People today will be, I don't know what will happen to them. They have been slandering their wives of all kinds of things. But they are free from all those things that they were slandering their wives one way, left, right, and center, everything. But the pichara, they sleep quiet because nowhere else to go. The children, the same thing too, because you are not thinking what you are speaking. Thereafter, no matter what you can say, why did you speak that? Apne zuban kyun kholi? Zuban is why did you? If you did not speak, nothing should happen at all. So the heart of Ambiya Ikram, that is to bring about. And remember one thing, the worst thing is the forbearance, if you have got patience, you'll be the worst quality you won't have in you is what? Anger. If you got control of the patience, have patience in you and forbearance, you won't have anger. You have to have anger because anger must be used. Allah created everything for a reason. To become a miser to Allah created the thing, but Allah wants you to use it when He wants you to use it. Pride also Allah brought, but Allah wants you to use it when He wants you to use that pride. To mice also Allah created it, but when Allah wants you to pride mice. But the command of the thing is not once you got the control of yourself, you have to fight yourself, you have to put yourself right. You have to reprimand yourself that I must not cause any harm to anyone. I must not cause any harm to anyone. I must be kind to everyone. Because you must know the worst quality is anger. Anger. Once you have said something, then you cannot keep it. You know, once Abu Ja'far was a king, you know. He ordered a person to be murdered, to be killed. They can do whatever they want to. No one can stop. But coincidentally, that occasion, there was a very pious man. He said, before you do anything, let me tell you something. Look at the hadith which I'll leave in front of you and then you can decide what you want to do. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said, on the day of Qiyamah, that you find various people proclaim those who have the strength to stand must stand. So who are those people who stand? Only those people who have got the quality of mercy and forgiveness, they will stand. The quality of mercy and forgiveness. This is a quality we all should have all the time in us. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. To bring the quality of Allah in you. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most kind. When the Buzurgan Deen, they will make you make zikr. The purpose to make zikr is to bring the quality of the akhlaq of Allah Ta'ala. To bring the rang of Allah, the color of Allah. To be kind, to be merciful, to forgive. So when the time when he did that, when he read that hadith, the king realized that the only way on the day of Qiyamah I'll be freed, then he freed that person straight. Because anything they do, the king do, they the reason behind it. They've got their personal agendas. This was to show you this part, how important it is that happens. So the truth about you. Then when a person, likewise, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam said, when a person speaks something truth about you, whether it's good or bad, you will make shukr. As long as the truth about you. Why is it when someone speaks truth about you, you're not prepared to accept? You're supposed to accept a person speaking truth about you. And when a person speaks lies about you, then you must make more shukr, because now you're increasing your good deeds without any effort. You don't have to do any ibadah at all, no effort at all. Just merely by him talking bad about you, he's given us this remedy. So if someone had to talk good about you, that you got this quality in you, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But if someone talks bad about you that you did not have in you, then you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala more. Who said that? Yahya. The more you make shukr, Ya Allah, without any effort by mine, these have been increased. Allah has been so kind. So the thing is this, when your deeds have been increased without any effort. Once, you know, in front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he began to praise the wrestler. He, like this, the hero and all. Nabi Karim said, listen to him properly. What he replied? He replied, in reality, a courageous man is he who has full control of his anger. Full control, not to control of people. He gave that answer. Listen to this very carefully. Every hadith of Nabi, there's a very big lesson for us. We want to control this person. We want to control that person. In our house, we want full control of everything. In our business, we want control of everything. When will you have control of your anger? Control your anger. You want to control your madrasa. You want this and that control. Very, very good control. But control your anger. Control your anger, which is more important than controlling people. How important it is, whatever you do to that person. And then that person, one person asked Nabi Karim sallam, that tell me something which is most important for me that will free me from Jahannam. He told him, do not get angry. Do not get angry. Do not get angry, because there's a special door that they have qiyamah. Allah must save us from that. Oh, Allah save us. You don't know. It's only for those people who get angry, though, that door was closed for anger. It's been reminded to us all the time, do not do those things. If you have the fear of Allah, you make sure you don't get angry anyone. You try to do this. And then once he told Nabi Hazrat Umar of Jannatam said, one very nice thing, he says, a person, two colors come out at the time of anger. The time of it. You may find a person talking very softly. Very softly. Very softly. If you say he's a very good boy, a very kind man. Or tell his wife say he's a beast. He may be very good with you, but he's a beast. The way he talked to us, like he's very, very kind. So soft he is, you'll be surprised. The wife will say, what are you talking about? He's a beast. See what he does at home. Just to show you that we cannot make this type of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's trying to show us that do not just jump into conclusion on people. Just because you see a person talking softly. Some people go there talking loud. Some people talk softly. But do not judge a person because he's talking softly. He's someone. Said, until unless you don't, you know, I know, forget one person was very, very soft and all. And it so happened that his wife told him something and he grew up. Then he realized, because he was a nice person, good person, concerned person, he said, I now realize I got angry at him. When you accept your faults, you will be appreciated, you will appreciate it, you also become someone. Then he came to realize that what she said was, sometimes your wife will tell you certain things, as I said this much earlier. When they say something, think properly what they say. Don't jump to the conclusion. Oh, you, my wife, why must you talk to me about it? Why must you tell me? You know, today is like that, you know. From outside of you, nice thing, but whatever advice he gives you, very quickly you take it, but it's wrong too. But if the wife gives you $1 million advice, because you said it, I don't hear it. but not understanding that she's the most kind to you. She's the most concerned to you. She's very concerned of you. She's trying to put you right. I know many homes where the wives are trying to put the husbands right, that explain to them what you are doing wrong. Why did you speak with that person like that? Why did you speak with this person? And they say, then I said, because it's true. Whatever they say is important. You must try to put yourself right. So most important, as Umar said, he said, very important that you must not, the person wants to be. You only test the person with anger. Otherwise you see his true color, type of anger. Otherwise don't be. Imam Zain al-Abidin Ahmad radiallahu anhu, once one person came, he goes, so rude to him, rude to him. Now these things have been told to us because a lot of people are rude to us too. Very rude to us. You'll be surprised. You go to one shop to buy. That the sister is so rude to you, you'll be surprised. How do you respond? What do you do? If it came in your mind that I'm so and so, or why he spoke to me like that, then Baba, what have you learned from the Majlis? What do you learn from the Majlis? I am so and so. What do you mean you are so and so? You should be no one. So you know, Zain al-Abidin radiallahu anhu, when the person walking, he was going to the masjid. While he was going to the masjid, he wanted to harm him. So people stopped him. He said, no, don't stop. You're speaking very bad about him. He said, don't stop him. They want to hit him also. You know, like today, you know, the sheikh is walking, and some people talk bad about the sheikh, and over here, what do you do? You want to show your strength too? Yeah, they want to show the strength. Straight away he said, no, leave him alone. He said, whatever you said to me, I am worse than that. What did he say? Because why they were so concerned of their nafs, they were so concerned that the control of, I must think what I must speak. I must know what I'm speaking, I must know what's going to be the outcome. I deserve that because they had the quality of staying in the company of Rasulullah. You know, my husband and people, Rasulullah said, what a sheikh, Kamil Kesef, Mazboos sheikh. What a sheikh, he was Rasulullah. Where you can get a sheikh like that? So, with staying in his company, why you don't become like that? You definitely become like that. But just to tell you that at the time he took off with him, he said, whatever you said to me, I'm worse than that. Then they told him, do you need something? Now you will go and tell the person. Tell him, no, I'm worse than that, but say, this one was going for that. Then Abdul Rajab Dawdan told him that you need anything. Then he took out his jubba and gave it to him. The moment he gave the jubba to him, he screamed and said that no doubt, I take the name of Allah. He's a true, he's a assistant, an assistant of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this quality of kindness, this quality to be good to others, which is so important. Likewise, in a hay, he had a nice goat by him. He slipped, broke one leg of his, the goat's leg. So he asked, who did this thing? He said, I did it because I wanted to get angry. Now listen to very, very carefully, but if you had a goat like that, and your slave broke the thing, the leg, you know what you'll do? You'll break his leg. You all look at this. He said you broke the leg. Who made you break the leg? Now you can go. In other words, the shaitan made you break the leg, but I'm not going to get angry. But with that, I'm freeing you too. We are listening to these incidents. This is a show here. If you cannot change, then what have you achieved? No matter how much ibadat you make, that is between you and Allah. But become insan. Become like that. So likewise, you know, habit. Then in other words, this by this way. Then another replied then. But if another person came and told him that, you know, spoke so bad to him, he told him this much, there's a bridge between me and Jahannam. If I pass that bridge, say whatever you said, then I'm not that person. But if I don't pass that bridge, whatever I said, by more than that. See, you saw how they were thinking. They never came high on themselves. They always felt that there's something wrong with us. They always lowered themselves. They don't want anyone to praise them. So this quality that we must have in us, the quality, so it's how important. So people venture, once a week and he told himself, of course, so give me advice, yeah, so he gave him advice. So whatever you do, make sure you do it on your own, not take any favors on it. Whatever you can do on your own, do it. And Allah gave the strength to do it to the Lord. Do not rely on him. Don't let any fail of him. And then told him this much too. That every day and after a certain moment, 70 times is the far. 70 times is the far. So we have to learn that the biggest problem that we have in us, we don't have the, and what is that? Sabr. Sabr is the most important. The ones, you know, one Buzuk. He came to him, when his murid came to him, Hazrat, I got a lot of proposals to my daughters. So many proposals, what must I do? So the Buzuk looked at him and told him that, you know what, usually, you know, we have been told not to give advice of any kind when it comes to proposals and all. But yes, I can tell you one thing. But as far as possible, what you must see in a person with a daughter, and he was a half of the Quran will be the alim too. He didn't tell him must become a half. He didn't tell him must be alim. He told him that the Buzurgani Deen says that when we look at his akhlaq, what must we get? Nothing else. What is his character? Look at his character. How is character? If his character is good, then everything is good. Because we do not want anyone, you know, in a very nice thing said, in the sense in that place, it must not be that the person gets married to a person, she gets beaten by him. Get beaten by him. Because he said he's an alim, or hafiz. When he's an alim, hafiz, he should not do those things. He said, qualities. But he's not saying he must get married an Ali Muhafiz, get married to a person with good character in him. Because now they're beating the women up. They're beaten up. And what the things happening? So whether it's a Hafiz or Ali, a seal, the character, how good character. Character is most important. And Nabi Karim said also that when you get married, look for deen. Look deen for the person. If a person got deen in him, he's got everything. Don't know deen. But today we have to look at the person who's got anger and humor. And my husband always should tell me. My husband always should tell me. Whenever you give your daughter to someone, make sure he's not a person who's got anger in him. Namaz ko apni jagah par. Sab ko apni jagah par. If he's got anger in him, don't ever go near him. You find in the world too, the person got anger, everyone feels far from him. They go, just Google it up, you can check out. You know what he do just now. You do anything he do. You forget his old best friend too. So we have to be very careful. So the most important thing in our majlis today is anger. Do not have anger in you. How many of us here sitting here can tell me you haven't got anger in you? And how much have we working towards it? My husband just says, ziba kar do. Sacrifice the thing. Do not do the thing. Why is it brothers and sisters not talking on that? Because of anger. Why there's no happiness at home? Because of anger. Why? And there's nothing else. Because of anger. So anger is something you must not have. Today in this time, it is very important that you must not must keep with to be kind to. It's most important to be kind to everyone. Bring that quality of kindness in us. Bring the quality of forgiveness to us. Have mercy on us. And remember, not look at other people's faults. It's very easy to look at it. Look at your own faults. When a man learns to learn to look at his own faults, he will not have time to look at anyone else's faults. But today, we are only looking at people's faults. We look at all the people's faults. You find a person comes to masjid, he does not need namaz properly himself, the Lord, the next person, or what kind of namaz the other person is doing. Yet he is supposed to make the namaz, salat, salat properly. And if he wants to see a person make any mistake, you will know how to talk to him, talk to him. But do not take up faults. Faults is something, you know, remember, if you don't want Allah to take up your fault, you have to, so do not take up fault in your life. So anger is something, sabr is very important. It must be so strong in us. It's so important, every occasion sabr is important. You know, one day, I won't forget Hazrat. I had to lock Hazrat up, there's so much letters. He told me, look, I'm locking myself, I'm going to lock him up there. Not locking up. And I was busy, and he told me, if anyone comes, but there's a tent in there. So I just said, I'm going to make anyone come. So while I forgot that Hazrat was knocking there, he was knocking. And suddenly I realized that the door is a knock, I ran there. So when I opened the door, he wanted to go to the toilet. But the smile on his face was something unbelievable. He said, "Mujhe peshab kar diya." Now you and I, see, the wife closed the door by mistake, and then she's looking for the keys, and you don't go to the toilet. Allah help her. Allah help her. You won't even think of this thing yet, that this is what it is. But his smile, the smile was something to Allah. It's something I cannot explain to you what a smile is. And then he will. So that's only one sabr I'm trying to show you how important it is. Then another sabr Hazrat was that he went to the house. And you will know Hazrat, when you pray something, what happens? Your mouth also be just my shade. So his sister told him, "Ke aaj khana bahut achha paka." And praise the food is so nice and like this and that. The moment he said the food is nice, he said, "Mera hissa kahan hai? Where my share?" The moment where my share, he said, "Bachche log ne kha liya." The children ate the food. Now just imagine, put a full stop at a while. You told the wife, "I'm coming home, I'm very hungry. Make sure I've got my food ready." She said, "No boy, you come." Now the bichari wife was busy, the children ate the food. If the children ate the food, what happened to you? You eat up. You forgot the food also. Here he taught us a lesson. Without hesitation. The moment he came in, when they praised the food, I said, "I thought that Miran is the kind. When they praised the so much, the food is my share." I said, "My children will call it." Without any hesitation. In other words, it's automatic, like no effect at all. Now, why did I mention this thing to you? For what did I mention? Why did someone mention to us? So that we must get the same quality into us too. That how you must be, that sabr must be in you so strong, that it must not infect, it must not be infected. You go in your house and some small children do something wrong there. You blow your mouth and then after regret. What happens? These kind of things will remind you how much we made, how much we soft, how much we felt, right? It shows you. Something fell down, it broke. Kya hua? Uski zindagi was lofty. That it broke, that was the zindagi. The zindagi finished now. You're going to make noise, that will come back again. The only thing will happen that you made noise, you became hurt, that person got hurt too. It did not bring any good for anyone. But you accept it happened, koi baat. Aisha radiallahu anhu, somebody felt that inna lillahi wa inna lillahi. So if we say inna lillahi wa inna lillahi, what happens? So that's what it's supposed to be. So the sabr is something that's 24 hours every day. Like waking up in the morning of fajr namaz. Sabr. You have to wake up. You have to make sabr wake up. Not that you're not still today, you sleep. Tomorrow, you know, my eyes open, you know, khusnu kota fi rahi. You know. No matter what it is, make sabr wake up. Make what Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala be sabr in us. And we have the quality in us that Allah Ta'ala will become more close and dear to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna la'adhaqika wa shukrika. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina. Wa sallallahu ta'ala.